If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin Norman with you inside the 93.7 The Ticket studios for another half an hour or so. Old School brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. Our coverage of Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis, made possible sponsored by 1890 Nebraska Stevens and Smith Construction, the Complex Lincoln Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. Today on Old School, we're going through the content from earlier in the day in case you missed it, in case you're at work, you're on your way home. Now, we've heard from all three players that Nebraska took. We heard from the head coach. We heard from the athletic director. Time now to hear from some outsiders. First of all, let's start with Rick Neuheisel, of course, former head coach of Colorado. He's with CBS Sports now. He sat down with our guys out in Indy earlier today.
Green, Adam Carriker, and now Coach Rick Neuheisel. Coach, how are you, and how you doing?
20 hours in the Minneapolis airport. I've survived it. I felt like I was in a thriller video.
Right.
You know, it was just Zombies late night. Around. Everybody just kind of trying to stay awake, but all's well. I'm here and talking Big Red football.
You immediately went into the black shirt mood, and it is such a thing that –
I get close to this color red, and, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, and I got a kink in my shoulder. I mean, you remember that I was at Colorado when you guys were winning national championships.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a challenge and then some, one that I didn't get over the hump on. But your fans were so nice. That was – if you're going
to
be made to feel better.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a safe trip home.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks for the L. Thanks for the L. Oh, we were talking earlier in an earlier version of our programming about this is a historical day for the Big Ten. And the fact that UCLA and USC walk into the building for the first
time. Who knew I was a Big Ten alum?
Right.
Exactly. Who knew?
That historically,
a lot of us.
What does it mean for UCLA? With being in Los Angeles and having this power media machine behind it, national television, what would it mean for UCLA?
Well, if we look back, it would have been wonderful at any point in UCLA's history, but that it's happening now with this kind of carousel spinning, some people think out of control, and given UCLA's budget issues that we're kind of facing the department here over the last 5 years, this is a monster hand up to, you know, salvation, if you will. So this is a really important thing. Now, the question is UCLA going to just, you know, get well financially, or are they going to get well as a program? Mm-hmm. Because for the last, you know, probably 20 years, they haven't been all in as a football entity. They've, and I have intimate knowledge, having been a coach there, right, as to what the budget was and what we were expected to do with that budget. Deshaun Foster comes into this job as a, you know, rookie. He's young. He's excited. He's going to, you know, have all the enthusiasm necessary for the job. The question now is he have, is he going to be taking a gun to the knife fight, a knife to the gun fight, right?
Right.
And if you're doing that, then you're going to be, it's going to be uphill. But I still have ultimate confidence that UCLA as a brand is still a winning brand, that it sits in an area where there's plenty of players you can recruit to the brand. They just have to be all in and finance their expectations.
Is it going to be easier for UCLA to recruit now, because you're essentially recruiting on the West Coast against three schools, and I know there's other schools in the Big 12, et cetera, et cetera. All due respect to the Big 12, but you got like Stanford and Cal. Are California kids really going to want to play on the East Coast?
And you have to remember that those kids have traveled for the SEC as well, right? Bryce Young was a Pasadena kid. C.J. Stroud, who went to Ohio State, was from Rancho Cucamonga. D.J. Uyunglele went to Clemson. He was an L.A. kid. Mm-hmm. Those guys all traveled to all places. So there's no question the Big Ten will resonate as a power brand, but you're still going to have to beat those SEC schools.
Yeah. So personally, I went from Washington State to Nebraska, so I understand going halfway across the country. I also know it's sometimes it's easier to get kids like, hey, you can play at UCLA, you can play at USC. Those other two schools, you're going to go across the country, and you're limited in the amount of schools you have to directly compete with now to stay local. Is that going to help UCLA in recruiting or not?
I think UCLA can always resonate with local kids, and I know Deshaun's having some early success in Los Angeles. The bottom line is you got to be successful. Kids want to play in the playoff. The four-team playoff made it impossible for the Pac-12. That's why we're not talking about it anymore. It's the Pac-2.
Yeah.
We didn't survive it. We did stupid things. We went 9 conference games when everybody else was doing 8. We beat ourselves up and lost opportunities to get into a four-team playoff.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Twice in 9 years did we make the field as a Pac-12 participant. Oregon in year one and Washington in year three. Got in last year. Washington got in what was probably the best year the Pac-12 had as a brand, and it was the last year the Pac-12 was involved. So, and because we weren't getting in, those players were looking for places to play in the playoff. That's no longer a problem. The West Coast can be in the playoff, but it's going to take Lincoln Riley and Deshaun Foster to get those programs and get the resources necessary, because we're now talking in an arms race, not just facilities. We're talking about collectives and, you know, pay for play. They have to have the equal of the Ohio States, of the Georgias, of the Alabamas, of the Texases. And if you don't, you're playing for second place.
So, Coach, you talk about, you know, playing for second place and the teams trying to figure out, like, what UCLA, USC is going to do. So what are the opportunities that the teams have to capitalize now coming to the Big Ten?
Win. I mean, obviously, they called Missouri the show-me state. Los Angeles is the show-me city,
right?
Yeah. Because there's lots of star power in Los Angeles. 100%. You know, you got LeBron and the Lakers. You've got the Rams. You've got the Chargers. You've got everybody's trying to get that entertainment dollar. For SC and UCLA to win their fans and get the kind of support that, you know, travels and goes to the games and helps programs with collectives and all that kind of stuff, you've got to prove that you're on the right trajectory, which means get out of the blocks. You know, we've got to start well. UCLA's got a tough Hawaii team to open. SC's got a monster opening game in Las Vegas against LSU. If they can beat LSU, Brian Kelly's going to bring a really good team in there. He's going to bring Garrett Nussmeier, who we saw throw for darn near 300 yards and one half of football against Georgia just 2 years ago in that SEC championship game. If SC beats LSU, the Trojan band and the Trojan train will be rolling. It will be rolling. And they get Michigan, I think, September 28th. That's on CBS. Do you see how I did a little look?
We appreciate the program, Coach.
CBS.
Here's the thing, Coach. For Nebraska, story 1A is Dylan Raiola, and you have a young, prominent, known quarterback. You haven't named him starter, but every sign and arrow points to him. From your perspective, as a former star quarterback and then a coach who's had to make these decisions, in the handling of Dylan Raiola, can you give him too much too soon? Or are you of the school, you know what, he's different, let's go ahead and put it on his shoulder?
Having not been to practices, one of those two is going to be the prevailing feel, right? You're either going to let him try to feel his way into the game because you've got so much invested in him, or you're going to say, this guy, he's going to make his mistakes, but he is such a, you know, flamboyant player. The skill level's so evident that we're going to live through those. For Nebraska, though, and I still boggles my mind that the last time Nebraska played in a bowl game was 2016.
Say that again, please.
I can't wrap my arms around it.
You guys,
I still see Amon going around the left side in Colorado for the first play of the game. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We had that block. We had that block. We had that tackle.
We scouted that. Like, we scouted that.
This is not a new play.
Right. There's nothing we've done.
So any other here's game. The deal with Nebraska. And every coach in the world will tell you this, so this isn't rocket science. You've got to win close games. Mm-hmm. What Nebraska has not done since 2016 is win close games. One-score games, they lose. And it's because they find ways to lose, whether it's an ill-advised turnover at the wrong time, whether it's the inability to make plays offensively at the wrong time, or defensively giving up a big play. You cannot lose those games. So Dylan Raiola, the answer is, how does he help us in the one-score game? Is he making the third down three that allows us to bleed the clock and hold the three-point lead? Is he, or do you not trust him? Because of the, he's still not sure. Now you've got to lean on a running game and lean on defense. Punt and play defense. Blackshirts were, if you look at the stats, the Blackshirts were fine. At the end of the day, you've got to win the one-score games, and that's the whole key to Matt Rhule's success this year.
Coach, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being an impromptu guest and stopping in and dropping knowledge.
I told you, the hairs on the back of my neck went up. I got close to this big red.
We'll throw it to break. We'll come back.
At least some nice fans are right now in their cars going, hey, travel safely, Coach.
There we go. Rick Neuheisel joining us here on 93.7 The Ticket.
We will not go to break. We'll play another interview here really quick. Actually, you know what? We got 15 minutes left in the show. Let's go to break. We'll wrap things up with Matt Millen of Fox and the Big Ten Network after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.